You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Did you know that one of the purpose of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is that your hope and faith might be in God? Many people put faith in things. They put their hope on people. But the scripture is telling you that God wants your faith and your hope to be in God. That's one of the reasons why he raised Jesus Christ back to life. That when you see the demonstration of the power of God, you will know that you can believe him, you can hope in him, you can trust him, you can depend on him. But somehow it's like we can't see the power of God. You know, the power of God is not for when you see someone that is sick and they pray for him and the person is healed. Yes, it is God's power still in action. But I want to tell you, the power that God wants us to see, that he wants all of us to see, he has demonstrated it already. He is not waiting to demonstrate it. That's why God doesn't need to demonstrate anything spectacular again. The resurrection of Jesus reveals the power of God. You see, as with regards to Lazarus, who had died 4 days or so, Jesus went there and raised him and brought him to life. Did you see anybody going to Jesus' grave to say, "Jesus, comfort"? You see the power of God? You see resurrection, and Lazarus still died. But Jesus lives forevermore. He can't die again. So God is showing you that if he demonstrated that power, why would you not trust him? Why are you putting your trust in human being? Why are you hoping in men? He wants your hope to be in him. I pray that your hope will be in God. That you are not hoping for a better economy. You are not hoping for a better country. Your hope is not in a leader. Let me tell you, there is nobody that becomes head of state or president or prime minister of any country that is coming to do anything. They will all try their best and go away. They are not going to change your life. There is only one person with the power to change your life, and that's the Lord. And that's why he wants you to trust him, have faith in him. He wants you to put your hope in him. All of your hope, he wants you to put it in him. Say that your faith and your hope might be in God. In God, not in man, not in things, not in a system, not in a country. In God. I pray you will trust God. I pray that you will truly hope in God. He raised Jesus from the dead. What is it that he cannot do? The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. He has already demonstrated for us his power. You don't need God to do anything today again for you to say, "Oh, I will put my faith in him. I will hope in him." He has done it already. Jesus was gone 3 days and 3 nights. And God brought him back to life. And right before the eyes of the disciples, Jesus was caught up. They saw it. And then he will come back again. And all of us, we are going to see him. Why will you not trust him? Why do you think that you should not hope in that God? You know, may God deliver us from everything we trust apart from God. May it deliver us from everything we put our hope outside of God. He said that your faith, both your faith, your trust in God, and your hope, your depending on him, might be in God. It is my prayer that your faith and your hope would be in God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.